Michigan's new state legislators have been sworn in and are discussing their priorities for 2015, but there remains some unfinished business from last year's lame duck legislative session. Among the bills still awaiting Governor Rick Snyder's signature is one that's drawing criticism from scientists and environmental groups. Senate Bill 78 would restrict the state's Department of Natural Resources from considering biodiversity when managing state land. State Senator Tom Casperson, who sponsored the bill, says the measure balances the environmental stewardship with economic development. Critics say the bill could damage the state's natural areas and hurt wildlife. Joining us to talk about the opposition to the pending legislation is Jack Schmidt. Jack is Deputy Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. Welcome to Current State, Jack.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Let's start with just a quick basic definition of biodiversity. What is it?
Yeah, biodiversity is vital to the integrity of our natural resources and habitats. It's a fact that's been recognized for decades by scientists, loggers, farmers, hunters, fishers, that our ecosystems are healthiest if they're diverse and allow for lots of different species to thrive.
And how does the state currently manage land to maintain biodiversity?
Well, The most important tenet of how the state manages land currently is to take into consideration a lot of different factors, including economics, including impact of land being held in proximity to real estate, and also science-based biodiversity mechanisms, meaning there are areas of our state that are preserved because there's a particular species of plant or animal that is important, or also maintained to ensure that we're not growing forests that have just one type of tree, which leaves them susceptible to disease and damage.
What kinds of private business activities are currently allowed to take place on state lands?
There are a number of different, from our tourist activities like camping to logging and oil and gas activities. There are a number of different business-related activities that are taking place on public land.
But that is just general public or state-owned land. What kinds of activities can be restricted if the state believes that an area is ecologically sensitive?
Well, this is where areas like Nordhaus Dunes, which can be turned into a wilderness area, which allows just for human foot traffic, and we've got an area there in Nordhaus Dunes that was preserved because there's a really important dunes ecosystem there, and dunes wetland system, which is unique really to the world here right in Michigan. And that area was turned into wilderness area, and at that point only human basically foot traffic was allowed.
And would Senate Bill 78 change that?
It could prevent in the future similar areas from being preserved for those reasons, yes.
What do you think would the consequences be of passage of Senate Bill 78?
First and foremost, if the bill was passed, it would be a real statement to the rest of the country that our natural resources policy is not based primarily on science. It also would be bad business for Michigan. Tourism being a primary driver of our economy in this state, preventing folks from visiting these areas and potentially putting at risk our forests would be bad for tourism. And finally, it would gut the Endangered Species Act here in Michigan, which is a formative piece of conservation legislation.
See, Senator Casperson counters that, though. He maintains that biodiversity constitutes an overly restrictive situation and does actually hurt the economy. It hurts tourism and forest industries in the state. How specifically do you respond to that?
Well, I'd say that basic scientific and land management principles that we've used for almost a century show that biodiversity is key to a healthy environment. That healthy environment is key to our tourism economy. It's key to ensuring some of these economic activities like logging can continue to thrive. One of the lessons we learned early in our state's history was that if we come through and clear-cut a forest and plant only one kind of tree, then it leaves that forest susceptible to damage and disease and actually makes it more difficult for us to log in the future. It's one of the most basic scientific land management principles that exists.
Where in the state would this have the biggest impact? Are there particular places in Michigan that would be of particular concern?
Well, at 3.9 million acres, Michigan has the largest state forest system in the country, and something that we are really proud of here in the state and should be preventing from dismantling. But it is true that the predominant amount of that land is owned, or a lot of that forest is in northern Michigan, northwest part of the state, as well as the Upper Peninsula. And so, simply due to the fact that that's where a significant amount of the land exists, it would likely impact those regions, which are also regions that thrive on our tourism economy.
Well, and another thing Senator Casperson has said is that there are other federal and state programs to protect biodiversity, essentially that this legislation is redundant. Do you think that other laws at the federal and state level adequately protect biodiversity already?
I think that it's incredibly important that our state, in our state statute, where it lays out how and how we value our natural resources, that we are basing that on science-based land management principles. I'd flip that argument on its head and say that if the senator feels biodiversity is already being protected, then what difference is this legislation actually making? In the same sense, we're actually jeopardizing potentially $22 million in federal dollars and Michigan sustainable forestry certificates that cover those 3.9 million acres by passing this legislation.
Jack Schmidt is our guest. Jack is deputy director at the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. We're talking about a bill sponsored by Republican Senator Tom Casperson that would take away authority from the Department of Natural Resources to set aside land for biodiversity purposes. I heard Senator Casperson maintain that the legislature could still empower the DNR to set aside land for the sake of biodiversity. Is that your understanding, and is that relevant?
It is true, in terms of its relevancy, this legislation represents one in a long line of different bills presented by Senator Casperson that are meant to hamstring the Department of Natural Resources and really restrict its ability to do its job. As much as I do respect the legislature as an institution, I would rather leave decisions about specific land management principles to the scientists and the very capable folks that the DNR employs to do that work.
You mentioned 3.9 million acres of state forest land here in Michigan. Or is it state and federal or just state?
That's just state. There's also federal land on top of that.
Okay. How much land is owned by the state altogether? How much more land does the state own? Do you know?
I don't actually have the exact figure on hand, and certainly the discussion of how that land is managed is an important one, and is one that should take into consideration a lot of different factors, but that includes the scientific principles that we've discussed.
Governor Snyder has said that he would veto a similar iteration of this bill that Casperson introduced a couple of years ago. How confident are you that the governor still feels that way?
Well, our membership across the state has submitted more than 2,000 letters in opposition when this legislation went through the House. We've had another 1,500 veto requests go into the governor. We're hopeful that he takes a look at this legislation, and as somebody who has valued Pure Michigan, has invested in an image of our state that is predicated on us having natural resources, and as a governor who also sits on the Council of Great Lakes Governors, is somebody who has been willing to speak about the importance of conservation and our natural resources to our state's economy, we're hopeful that he'll take a look at this legislation and understand that this would be a step in the wrong direction and contrary to those positions.
Jack, as long as we've got you here, I want to shift gears just a little bit. We recently saw the gray wolf put back on the endangered species list. How are your members feeling about that? How do you feel about that?
Our organization actually remained neutral on the issue as it went through the legislature. I do think that reflecting on the process that our state went through and our state legislature went through on the issue, I think it calls to question circumventing a public vote and the amount of time and attention that was spent on this issue relative to, you know, what you were discussing with your previous guest, a road funding issue that was incredibly significant to solve. That being said, I do think it's probably for the best that the federal government has ruled in and has taken the issue off the table for discussion for a while.
Where are your members on fracking here in Michigan generally?
Believe that our organization's official position is that there is a safe way to frack, but that the current regulations that are placed in our state do not guarantee that by any stretch of the imagination. And you know, we're fortunate here in Michigan and lucky at the moment that we haven't seen the rush of actual activity that some other states like Pennsylvania and to the west have. You know, the natural gas that exists here in Michigan is a little bit more difficult to get to than in some of those states, so the economics haven't really quite worked out. That being said, there are a lot of oil and gas leases that have been purchased up by the industry, and natural gas prices go up a little bit. We could see a real rush on fracking here in the state, and we've been working for the past 2 years to put in place a stronger set of protections to ensure that our natural resources, notably our water, is not abused in that process. And as it stands right now, we'd be very concerned for fracking to happen in the state in any greater degree than it already is, because the protections just aren't there.
We've been talking about opposition to pending legislation that would prohibit the Department of Natural Resources from considering biodiversity when managing state-owned land. We've also touched on other issues. Senate Bill 78 was passed during December's lame duck legislative session and currently awaits Governor Rick Snyder's signature. Our guest today has been Jack Schmidt, Deputy Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. Thanks for joining us, Jack.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.